you explain kind of what happened right off the bat?
Well, we just got outplayed. You know, they seemed sharper tonight. Obviously, they were making a lot of shots. Our defense wasn't very good, but they were incredibly hot, and we were out of rhythm. And it was a bad performance.
Steve, is it disappointing considering the time off and the team should have probably had a little more energy for this game?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, it went the other way. You know, we felt you know, like we hadn't played forever, and I think it showed, and I hate to use that excuse, but that's the truth of, I feel like, what it looked like out there, and it's just a shame. You know, we had that time off, and we come out, and we look like, a tired group rather than a group that had time off. Maybe, you know, I thought our defense reverted back a little bit. You know, we weren't as early and aggressive on our coverages, and I thought, you know, maybe that's a form of complacency, or maybe that's just, you know, having the 4 days off and not, you know, being ready to play.
How do you feel right now about the team? You know, you're at the, not necessarily halfway point, but, you know, at a break.
Well, it's important to stay positive. You know, we've got ourselves in a pretty good position. We've played well of late, except for tonight, and you just got to fight the disappointment from tonight and try to remain positive. Obviously, tonight really hurts, and you know. But what are you gonna do? You got to go away on your break and come back, you know, rested and ready to go. And hopefully, we can put together another streak like we had in the last week or so.
You've got such a huge weekend ahead of you. Does this kind of stick with you for a while, or what?
No, I mean, I'll forget about it tomorrow because I'll be so busy, but right now it's pissing me off. But you know, we got to fight through it and come back and be tough and try, like I said, try to put another run together like we had.
How important is it, Steve, you know, then you come out of the All-Star break, two games on the road, two teams that are vying for a playoff position?
Well, we have an extremely difficult schedule after the break. I think it's 8 and 13 days or so against really good teams, so That's what we got. We got to go out there and be prepared and play hard and have that energy and spark about us that we have when we play well.
Steve, on the lighter side, is it true that you're in the running to direct the Avatar sequel?
There's rumors, but you know, Jimmy Cameron's pretty, you know, precious about his project. I don't know why. He should probably pass it on to someone younger and hipper.
Have you tried marrying him? Seems to work for everybody else.
Yeah. He's not my type, to be honest. He's a little hairy.
Steve, how'd you get Leandro, the whole thing on the plane, the Avatar, Leandro dressing up? That's hilarious. I mean, how'd you come about that, and how'd you get Leandro to do it?
Well, I just asked him if he would do it, and he said sure. So it wasn't a tough sell, and it was fun. You know, we have fun on the plane. It's a good way to, I think, spend our time, and I'm having fun with my teammates. They've been incredibly receptive towards it.
Was the punchline, Robin, getting woken up and scared by Leandro?
That was one of my favorite parts. So hopefully we can get some more incredible acting like that out of Robin this year.
Kind of a great performance for him.
It was. It was. Like I said, you know, such a natural.
What are you looking forward to most from this weekend?
Well, I mean, I'm going to try to enjoy every moment, you know, try to really take in the energy and atmosphere of our home province and country. Hosting the Olympic Games, to run the torch, is an incredible honor, so I'm going to try to really enjoy that. Right now it seems difficult because we lost to enjoy anything, but I'm sure tomorrow morning I can be a big boy and stop crying about it and have a good day up in Vancouver, and then to go and represent the Suns of the All-Star game will be another privilege. So it's going to mean a lot of travel and a lot of commitments, but it's a big honor for me to be involved in so many great things this weekend.
What does it mean to play that game in Dallas, or are you still alive?
Well, I had great memories of my time in Dallas. The fans were fantastic to me. Our team went from one of the worst teams to the best, so it was a very impressionable and important time of my career, like I've said, and to go back there and represent my team as an All-Star will be fun. He actually did. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, Steve.